the best of the best. The best recording of one of the best pieces in the history of classical music.
It's hard to really put your finger on a single reason, but it's the chemistry between Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra that seems to make this so special. With Carlos Kleiber, it's anything but ordinary. The sense of enthusiasm and urgency that he brings to their playing, it's like they're encountering the music for the first time.
Yeah, and there's complete commitment to it. I mean, right from those first four notes, maybe the most famous four notes in classical music, and that energy continues through the entire performance.
One thing about that energy, it's potential as much as kinetic energy. He doesn't whip them up. He doesn't drive them. The tempos are brisk, but they are under control. This is the intensity of a tightly wound spring, but there's always energy left, and that's what you feel when you hear this performance.
Beethoven's Fifth, that was recorded in 1974. The very next year, 1975, Carlos Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic recorded Beethoven's Seventh, which is also on this CD, an equally superlative reading of a symphony. And that same chemistry is there between the conductor and the orchestra.
Well, just as Kleiber was able to get to the essence of the Fifth Symphony, that sense of grim foreboding and of triumph over adversity, he's able to get to the essence of the Seventh as well, this obsessive fascination with rhythm and the fact that Beethoven builds such an energetic symphony out of the insistence of rhythmic figures. And Kleiber does that so well, getting the orchestra to take rhythm as a kind of driving element in this music and bring home the message. It's really quite extraordinary. This is a perfect balance of the Apollonian and the Dionysiac elements in Beethoven.
And that duality is at the heart of what makes this such a great recording of Beethoven. You've got the rhythmic element, that Dionysian you're talking about, but also Kleiber brings out the beautiful lyricism. And there's one particular place in the Seventh Symphony, in the second movement, where you can really hear that.
In the second movement, rhythm is once again paramount, but there is also a beautiful singing subject in the strings, and very few conductors are able to get both of these things to go at once the way Kleiber does. Insistent, pounding, martial rhythm on one level and the soaring string line on the other, both in perfect balance.
I almost don't want to talk after that. I just want to swim into the rest of that movement. It's so gorgeous, and it reaches you on so many levels.
Well, as I said, there's something to be said for having the Vienna Philharmonic in this music, and what is the key here is their strings. The violins, as you heard, are able to sustain this line and to give it intensity and life, bar by bar, note by note. It isn't just sort of there. It's happening. And against the march, it really makes a very powerful statement.
Now, we always talk about the composer and the conductor and the orchestra, but I think it's worth mentioning the record company in this case.
Yes, we shall.
Because these recordings came out separately in the 1970s, and Deutsche Grammophon finally put them together on one CD, and this really uses the CD well, 72 minutes of great music.
What an extraordinary disc this is, the sense of Beethoven's basic symphonies given such intense readings, such urgent readings, such passionate readings. If you're looking for a disc to begin a collection with, you could consider this disc one.